Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1259 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. The past two Mondays, we took a look inside the Apostle Peter's roller coaster life that fluctuated between undying loyalty and complete denial in his commitment as a disciple of Jesus. If you missed the last two Monday episodes, day 1249 and day 1254, you will want to listen to them first and then return to this third of three episodes of Peter's Saga. We will look at part three as we complete our story and learn of Peter's complete restoration through God's amazing grace. In our meditation today, let us consider God's Amazing Grace, Part 3. When we left Peter last week, his mind had gone back to the first time that Jesus met them on a shore after a night of fishing that resulted in catching nothing. That is, until Jesus told them to go back into the deep and let down their nets. At that point, Peter was ankle deep in flopping silver fish, and he turned to look at Jesus, only to find that Jesus was looking at him. Those same piercing eyes, laying bare his souls as they did the night he denied him three times. Let's pick the story back up within a few days of Jesus' miraculous resurrection. The sun was just beginning to peek over the horizon after a night of fishing where, once again, Peter had not caught a single fish. His mind was fixed on how he had abandoned and denied his Lord. He was devastated, feeling a complete failure and disgrace. The evening before, Peter, being completely disgusted with himself, decides that he would return to that which he was comfortable with, that is, fishing. Let's pick up the story in John chapter 21, verses 2 and 3. Several of the disciples were there: Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." "We'll come too," they all said. So they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. Think about how Peter and those who were with him felt now. Not only were they failures as disciples, but they also can't even catch fish anymore. As they were rowing back to shore, with nothing to show for a hard night's work, they thought that they would have to face the humiliation of the merchants who would have been on shore to buy their fish. But Jesus had something completely different in mind. Listen as I continue the story from John chapter 21, verses 4 through 17. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right side of the boat, and you'll get some." So they did, and they couldn't haul the net in because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple that Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he had stripped it for work, jumped in the water, and headed to shore. The others stayed in the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only about 100 yards from the shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. "Bring some of the fish that you caught," Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to shore. There were 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. "Now, come and have some breakfast," Jesus said. None of the disciples dare asked him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them bread and fish. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to his disciples since he had been raised from the dead. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Yes, Lord, Peter replied. You know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question. Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said. You know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. A third time he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. Three times Peter had denied that he knew Jesus. This was the third time that Jesus had appeared to his disciples after the resurrection. Three times Peter had denied Jesus. Jesus asked Peter three times if he loved him. Peter's life would never be the same from this point forward. Jesus' eyes indeed pierced Peter to his very soul. Jesus had changed Peter from a vacillating denier to a solid rock, a disciple and apostle who would become the leader of the church in Jerusalem and introduce salvation to the entire world. But everyone was now welcomed into the kingdom of God. So no matter if you feel your life has been a failure for God up to this point, God's amazing grace will provide you a path back to Him, so you too can be a builder of God's kingdom here on earth. And that's a wrap for the meditation for today. Next week, we will continue on our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on those most important areas in creating a living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthier, wealthier, and wiser each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. Encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,253 daily treks or read the daily journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.